origins, not discovering much. Banditry in Alicia was common, and the king was too lax with his enforcers. Nobles as well as traders paid for their own protection, creating a unique balance of law and order. Pa shifted again, even tapping a foot. A telltale sign he was nervous. A rarity for him.
Best to get out that door. Tim, I'm proud of the man you've become. No matter what fate the ethereals bestow on you, I'll support you the best I can.
Ominous, and your words are less refined than... I stiffened, concluding the logical deduction. Felina's outside, isn't she? He nodded. I rifled through my bag, ignoring the fact I had a friend to say goodbye to after a father. All my belongings crammed into one bag. A journal, canned food, 3 sets of undergarments, 6 pairs of socks, and a half dozen books ranging from Alicia's history to tactical studies. The books weighed the most, but I loved studying. I'd need all the knowledge I could get, because today was a big day. I'd leave the farming commune of Ono, ride in a caravan for a month to Alicia, and stand before the ethereals to be judged. I didn't have to go. The decision was a choice, and very controversial with Polina. It used to be what everyone did when they became of age. Now, few men or women wanted to stand before the corporeal beings and receive their fate with the realm, because, as of late, the results were less than ideal. I could be sent to the front, becoming a soldier to fight the dwarven incursion. I could be sent to Kersey Port, destined to sail the seas for Alicia. I could be sent to bolster a commune's population, forever losing my ability to live here in Ono. Or I could be returned home. There was one final possibility, though. The one that most who braved the journey wanted. To climb the dragon's tower for the chance of becoming a dragon rider. The spire that ascended into the heavens became a legendary symbol to the people of the realm. Reach the top, attain the dragon egg, become the dragon rider. A promising future many dared, few achieved. I didn't think I was someone special, and I honestly knew the war against the dwarves went poorly. Meaning I very well could be sent to the front. But that sliver of hope burned brightly in my chest, consuming my desire. I could be the one. If I never tried, I'd never know. A tight knot sealed my bag from thieves to the point even a thief's blade would need to saw it open. I slung the bag over the thick cloak and approached Pa. All right. Not sure when they'll get here, and I'll make the script nice and big for you. Thank you again. For everything. I said, giving the old man a hug. His calloused hand slammed into my back with pride. He caught me eyeing the window, my mind contemplating running from Polina. Before he could comment about how he raised me better, I hurried to the front door. His parting words were,
Alicia needs a hero. Not all heroes are champions. Some are farmers.
The statement rang in my heart as much as it sunk into my head. We all had a purpose, and discrimination based on status shouldn't matter. It did in the realm, but it shouldn't. I opened the door with a fake smile to mask the sadness of the moment. I loved Ono. I loved Pa. I didn't even hate our hovel of a home. Working fields, managing and mending the cart animals, and earning just enough to get by was decent. I wanted more, but at the same time I knew what I left behind was more than enough. Felina stood outside our home. Her auburn hair rested in dual braids that draped over the front of her shoulders. She wore her finest dress,